Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, December 18th, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from San Francisco, California. Today, Apple released an update for Safari. Safari 7 and Safari 6 did receive an update. Now, this update is also the security content of OS X.9.1, which is the latest version of OS X Mavericks. OS X.9.1 was released today, but really the security part is just the new version of Safari. The new version of Safari is also available for the last two OS X versions, which is 7 and 8, or Lion and Mountain Lion. So with this, we sort of have now confirmation that Apple will continue to support these older versions of OS X. Aside of a couple of memory corruption vulnerabilities that can lead to a code execution, there's also one vulnerability that's being addressed here that doesn't look too hard to exploit, and it may lead to credentials being autofilled into the wrong site. The way this sounds, and I haven't really tested myself and I haven't seen a proof of concept, but according to Apple's description, if you have a web page for which you have credentials stored in the browser and within this page there is a new iframe or a subframe, then the credentials may be filled into the subframe even though it is being served from a different origin than the main page. So this could lead to a malicious site then essentially ejecting, for example, via cross-site scripting, an additional frame that then is used to steal your credentials. Would be interesting to see an actual proof of concept of this, but like I said, the according to description doesn't sound all that difficult to exploit. And while we're talking patches, there's also a new version of Wireshark. It does fix some denial of service vulnerabilities, but it doesn't look like any code execution vulnerabilities being addressed here. And FireEye is reporting about a new family of Android malware that apparently is set up to steal SMS messages. SMS messages, of course, are always of interest to malware because sometimes one-time authentication tokens and such are being exchanged via SMS messages. And for example, for some of the financial malware operators, those SMS messages are of course of interest. In this case, it's not really clear from my reading of the FireEye report what the attacker intends to do with the SMS messages, but there are a couple of sort of interesting facets to this particular application. First of all, it claims to be an administrative settings application to make it easier to configure your Android phone. Now, this of course explains why the application then asks for administrator privileges, because, well, after all, it asks you to administer your phone via the application. Then it actually explains that the application couldn't launch and offers the user to delete the application. Instead of actually removing the application will then just hide itself from the user and keep running in the background. At this point, the application is mostly targeting Asian users, in particular Korean users, but overall a couple interesting sort of social engineering tricks that this application performs. And it follows the existing trend where Android malware apparently doesn't need any exploits, it just waits for the user to install it. And Brian Krebs is reporting about an interesting Firefox browser plugin that apparently is being used to look for SQL injection attacks. The plugin itself claims to be a Microsoft.NET framework assistant, but once installed, the plugin will attempt SQL injection attacks against any website the user is visiting and then report its findings back to the owner of this particular botnet. The plugin does have additional functionalities like password stealing, but the SQL injection component appears to be the only thing that is currently active. So really all these infected browsers now just act as sort of a distributed vulnerability scanner. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.